The Planning and Zoning Regulation Amendments, 2024, Order Number 5.
Yep, so Order Number 05-2024-05 is a set of Planning and Zoning Regulation Amendments, and I'll go through them up here on the screen. I think you have them. Mm-hmm. Our first amendment is a change to our chart to reflect the verbiage in Article 34.020, which states a ground mount telecommunication facility or functionality equivalent service shall be considered a principal, which means a P, and may be located with any office, commercial, or manufacturing district. So if you look at the bottom down here in the highlighted yellow, we did not have C's where these C's are. We did not have a P here, and we actually had C's. So this reflects the verbiage in the 34.020. They were conflicting. So our verbiage really should trump our chart. Our chart's supposed to just show what the verbiage is in the articles. So that one is just to match the actual true intent.
Okay.
Second one is amendment to Article 6.000. Our current chart, which is on the left, had some irregular density comprehensive tier plan. It had the rural below the urban. So over here on the right is what we're proposing, just to move and eliminate the urban density to all. So that's a correction to what I feel is an error that I just missed when we originally brought it through. Your third amendment is to Article 45.020, where it says an amendment, supplement, or change of the text of these zoning regulations may be initiated, one, by the Planning Commission on its own initiative, which we're doing currently, through motion or resolution, or number two, upon written petition to the County Commission by any citizen of Pena County. So proposing to remove number two.
Okay.
So number four is amendment to Article 3.080. This is our accessory dwelling units. These are our mother-in-law's quarters or some kind of a family dwelling unit that you need to put on your parcel. The definition and the wording under F did not match, but the Planning Commission landed at 1,500 square feet. One of them used to be 33% of the size, or 1,000 square feet, no larger than 1,000 square feet. So they've landed on, the verbiage would read, no accessory dwelling unit shall have a finished living area of more than 1,500 square feet. And the definition would match. And then they wanted to delete three, which means it would have to have a separate, cannot have a separate address or utilities. Well, the utilities are really regulated by the electric company. They might require separate utilities. So. But here's what the new amended article would look like. And then within that same article, we had accessory apartments, which they would have to come through and get conditional use on certain zoning districts and provided by right and on certain ones. If someone remodeled their home, they don't even need a permit. I don't know how we'd regulate this. If somebody says, do I need a permit to fix up this garage as a bedroom for my mother to live in, they don't even need a permit. So, I mean, I don't know how we could even say, well, yeah, but you don't need a permit, but you need a permit to be able to have your mother live in this. Yeah, so that just didn't seem to fit our intent. And then down there at section 3.090 is a traffic visibility. It had the Planning and Zoning regulating in our districts, fences, structures, which we already do, and plantings, which I talked with the Road and Bridge Administrator, and he said that they somewhat regulate that on county roads already. We do not regulate fences or plantings currently, so I'm Planning Commission's presenting to remove that. Okay. Then, Here's our use chart. We had a, if you look at the blue, it's a change of the deletion. It means that what you see in the blue is currently in the book, but we're deleting it. In yellow, we're either adding a new CRP or we're changing the C to a P or a P to a C. And the green is actually some new verbiage in the definitions. We had retail sales and service general and retail sales and service convenient, but yet we had no definition to define which one was which. So I wouldn't know if you were coming through to get general or convenience, so we just call it retail sales and service. You can see the addition of the C's on that one. So we're deleting the general and taking convenience out. And then shooting range, we've changed it so we have indoor and outdoor. And the C's and P's reflect differently in that. So take just a little bit of time and look that over. Any questions you'd have on it?
Any questions on that page, ma'am?
And then the other added to the chart is auction house.
Oh, the, for that purpose.
Uh-huh.
Quick question on your top one. It says manufactured mobile home. Does it? Why is the on A1 the P is lower on R1?
I don't know. That okay. I worked and worked.
Okay.
I messed sure and tried to raise it up. It's just my.
It's just the way it laid out.
Ability to work.
That's fine.
It doesn't depict anything. It's just a matter of the orientation of the lettering.
That's what I wanted to make sure. I didn't think so, but I wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
I chased that till I was tired of chasing it, and then I just left it. So.
Gotcha. I'm good.
Okay. So then back to, we had definitions. These are new definitions. We did not have auction house. We didn't have communications, antenna, amateur. And then I went ahead and added our flood insurance rate map. We have a bunch of reference to floodplain in our zoning regulations and through the planning and zoning. So I put some floodplain definitions in. And when you're finished kind of looking that over, let me know.
Where does the, I'm assuming it's like a ham operator on the communications antenna, amateur?
Mm-hmm. An amateur operator.
Where does that lie in with zoning? Like you added the definition for what purpose?
Well, because we have a CMP for that, but we didn't have a definition for it.
Okay.
So these being added
gives you the
something we had C's and P's, but we didn't have actually what is the definition of an amateur communications antenna. Cool. And this would define it.
Right now an amateur communication, do they have to come before P and Z too?
In certain zoning districts, let me look. So under agricultural communications antenna amateur, it's a provided by right in A1. It's a C in RR1, R1, R2. It's a C in NR1 and NR3. But yet we didn't have a definition for what that even was.
Cool. Is that the antenna that if I've got an antenna on the outside of the house, a large?
Yeah, and I think it's 50 feet or less. I'd have to read actually the antenna regulations.
When they have to go to get the conditional use, if I'm going to have a
50 feet tall?
Tall.
So
or less. Agricultural is the only one you can just do it by right. All of the other districts I listed, you'd have to come before the Planning Commission, present your plan. They might limit it to a 30-foot tower. You know, it would be a conditional use for that tower.
But see if they have a, like say a 50-foot, however much you determine, antenna on the outside, that's going to maybe interfere with something.
Mm-hmm. Some more flood insurance study. That's the FIS, your floodway and regulatory floodway. So repair service consumer, again, no definition, yet it was in our zoning regs. P's and O, C1, C2, M1, M2, yet no definition. Self-storage units, those are just your self-storage units. We didn't have definition. News, we changed our shooting range to include shooting range indoor, shooting range outdoor. And we actually did not have a wedding event facility definition yet. We had it in our C&P chart. And then our retail sales and service, we had convenient and general, yet we had no definition of what separated either one of those. So we just have a simple definition proposed for retail sales and service.
I thought we've had some come before about wedding events before.
Well, yeah, that's, okay. I mean...
Okay.
Yeah, that's the problem. We had to look at what they fit on the C&P chart, what it related to. So here's definitions that will replace what we currently have, and basically it's just a better understanding. We went through them. Feel like it fits more Taney County than maybe the definition that was in the zoning regs. One for campground, change in use, conditional use permit. Any questions on those?
I don't.
And then again, these just replace our current definition. Lot, office, on-site sewage treatment system, which that one was about half a page at one time, or currently. Recreational vehicle park. There's just a little bit of verbiage in some of those, but it made them more understandable. And then our last part of this, so right here at this header, the first yellow line, the header in
squint a little bit.
Scott, Nick wants you to enlarge that, please.
Just can you zoom it in just a little bit? If you used to, I could have read that word for word.
Okay.
But
he can.
Oh, thank you.
See?
Yeah, that's great. Okay, technology. I don't need glasses after all.
Just got to admit it and ask.
So, A1, RR1, R1, R2, R3, I think all the way up to O, this header only read minimum lots area. So what does that mean? I really don't know. It really meant the minimum lot you could subdivide if you were to subdivide a lot in the A1 zoning district. I looked throughout the whole book. Now I've been there almost 14 years. And it's the understanding that your minimum lot area means that's how big the lot can be. No smaller than that if it's got septic or sewer. But this now verbiage defines that this is the minimum lot size if you subdivide a parcel in this A1 zoning district. And then right next to it, we put a density, which means if you only have septic, you can only put one single family home per 2 acres. So this defines how the office has been run ever since I've been in there. It's actually in the zoning regs now. So this will affect the A1, RR1, R1. You'll see 8,000 square feet if you can connect to sewer. R2.
Isn't that something that John has... went out on just one home on a certain amount on the septic tank?
So any lot that's less than 3 acres is subject to a septic permit.
Okay.
And even if it's bigger than 3 acres, that still does not mean you're exempt. If you touch the Corps of Engineers, you have to get a septic permit. If it's the second home on an acreage, it has to be 10-acre increments. So this is a little bit confusing because your minimum lot size means if I own 10 acres and now I want to start subdividing it and it hasn't been...